Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, you want to hear a story, fam?
Okay.
So I was eating dinner, right, with my cousins.
Yeah.
We were all eating upstairs, right? And then for some reason, my cousin, she was like looking out the window. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is she looking out the window? And she goes, yo, this is squirrel, right?
Yeah.
Like, squirrel. Why is she so excited about a squirrel?
Yeah.
I go over to the window. Fam, it's the biggest fucking raccoon.
Word.
Standing on the fence. This shit with the size of like a luggage, bro. Nah, that ass is the biggest fucking raccoon, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, how do you mix it up with a squirrel, bro?
What the heck? Wait, she's from here though, right?
She's from here.
Okay, I was like, okay, if she was from the Philippines, I understand if she got it wrong, but nah, that's weird. There's a raccoon story.
Yeah.
Raccoon. Now I'm getting it confused. There's a raccoon like video on the internet,
yeah,
where a guy is in the garbage can, right? And he's trying to get a raccoon out. Mm-hmm. And the raccoon's on like the side of the thing already planted because he has a stick up to it.
Yeah.
Right? And then the guy tries to grab it and lets go of the stick and the raccoon goes like, rah! and like as soon as the filmer, he runs away. This guy leaves his friend.
It's funny because you see like they have hands.
Yeah.
Whenever an animal has hands like that, it's just so weird. Just like, yeah, like monkeys, bro. Low-key monkeys, when they pick up stuff, it's so like,
I know,
it's like so cartoonish, fam.
A lie?
It's so cartoonish. Like it literally looks like us, but it's not us, you know?
It's not us, yeah.
It's
whenever I think of animals and like cartoonish, mm-hmm, Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge.
Movie, yeah.
I don't like Over the Hedge that much.
That's a good movie. I can go back to that any day.
It was all right. Okay, but besides Over the Hedge, I think one of the greatest animated films ever.
Ratatouille?
No. Featuring animals?
Uh-huh.
This shit should have won an Oscar, fam.
Lion King, right?
No.
What?
Open Season.
I haven't watched that.
You haven't watched Open Season?
What's Open Season?
The one with the big bear and then like the deer. You never watched
that's
it like that?
That's crazy. No, I haven't.
That shit should have won an Oscar, fam.
Word.
That shit is actually good.
Well, I might have to tap into my childhood and watch it back.
Because I think that movie, it was just like a... It's one of those random movies where it's like, it's outside of the box, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's outside of the box. Because so many of the animated movies is all the same, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, we want food and let's go back without people trying to find us.
Yeah, yeah. Did you watch Hoodwinked?
No, what's that?
It's like, I think that one was a little bit more adult. It's a little bit more adult theme.
But speaking of animals, fam, you've seen that now they're mixing different DNAs of animals.
Yeah.
So there was this one, turtle, mm-hmm, combined with a rat.
What the fuck?
So they took DNA from a shellless turtle,
yeah,
and combined it with DNA of a rat.
Shellless turtle?
Yeah. And they fertilized the eggs and in 5 months it came out. You want to see it? Like, you can search it up. It's so disgusting, fam.
It's real?
Yes. They actually did it. See. Oh my, just search up turtle rat.
Turtle rat? What the fuck?
Fam, it's a fat rat with like a turtle shaped body.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah. Fam.
Ew, it looks like an armadillo. Look. This shit?
Yeah, bro.
Ew,
I'll put it on screen. And there's also, they combined pig with a human. And that one is gross.
Nah, that's no way that's real.
That one is gross. No, search a pig human.
No way that's real. That shit's fake.
Trust me, fam. I seen the videos.
Ew.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah,
that's not real, fam.
It is. This video.
No, it's not. That's.
Oh, wait, no. That's not the right one. That's not the right one. There's another one where there was a bunch of pigs and a small one. They picked it up, showed the face of the camera.
Shit, that's not real, fam.
That's not the right one.
There's a lot of pigs. You have to show me which one.
Okay, yeah, no, that wasn't the one. But it had a pig's body and like the face was human-esque.
How do they make that shit? Okay, do you think there is like real creatures like that? Because
oh yeah, 100%.
Because the original dog was a wolf, right?
Yeah.
And then over the centuries, how did it end up with a fucking chihuahua?
I don't know. Maybe just shaved all his hair off. And that was it. That's the evolution. It went from really hairy, from a wolverine to a dog, and then to what it is now.
Do you think there's gonna be like other types of humans? Do you think we can? I don't know how to explain it, but like, do you think there's gonna be humans that can have like more arms. There's humans that can have like different like scales on their body and shit.
Have you heard of the Niguna?
What's a Niguna?
Oh, it's called the Ninjin.
What's a Ninjin?
Yeah, so it's like this Japanese aquatic human creature where it has no arms. Yeah. But only 2 feet, and they've seen it walking around on like icebergs.
It's like a freaking like Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's like Bigfoot except no arms. And like there's like the urban legend where sailors they went out and they did like this whale research.
Yeah.
And they saw it on accident. It's 20 to 30 meters long and has a face.
A whale that has a face?
Yeah. That can walk, that has two legs.
A whale?
Yeah, like a whale shape. It's 20 to 30 meters long.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's weird, bro. I know. No, because we don't know what's in the ocean, fam. There could be some like huge titan.
Yeah.
Because you hear those stories of like the Kraken and the giant squids and shit. Moby Dick. God.
Yeah. Moby Dick.
There's a theory though that the story Moby Dick.
Yeah.
It was actually the name itself.
Yeah, Moby Dick. Oh, wait.
The name itself, fam. So
what's the theory?
So. The theory is that when the pirates or when the ship captains are out on sea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They struggle with a lot of sexual tension, feel me?
Yeah.
Because they don't have no girls on the ship.
Oh my God. They're traveling for the whale? No way.
No. That's not happening. No. But pretty much what it was Moby Dick was like, he was trying to fight this whale. Or he was trying to kill this whale.
Yeah.
So when you're out on sea all like... for months on end, he's trying to struggle with his sexual frustrations, right? So Moby Dick is actually like
double entendre.
Yeah, it's like a double entendre for it being his dick and struggling with masturbation out on sea.
Oh, that's funny.
But it makes sense. It makes sense when you're out on sea like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what can you do, fam?
There's nothing to do.
That's just like jail.
Yeah, it's like jail, and that's why man's in jail. Like,
fam, I seen
dropping the soap and shit.
Dog, no. I've seen this crazy shit in jail. So they would have like posters of girls, right?
Yeah.
And those posters of girls are like currencies. So like that poster of like Jessica Alba, is like $20 worth.
Really?
Right? And they would trade it around. And there's this guy that made like a pillow into like a girl, like he shaped it into a girl. Whoa. With hair and shit. And then he was like, yo, like the new inmate was like, yo, what's that for? He's like, what do you think, dumbass?
Whoa, what the heck? Nah, because Desperate Times is act for desperate measures, bro.
Real shit.
Nah, I remember seeing this. Okay, this is a little bit like, don't search this up.
Yeah, yeah. Don't search this up. That's everyone's gonna search this up now.
Nah, because I remember watching this, like, you know those prison crafts videos?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro, so they took this glove, right?
Oh, yeah, I seen this too. You know what I'm talking about? I seen this too, fam. We're on the same timing.
Anyways, they made, like, a fleshlight with a glove.
Yeah, yeah.
They blew it up, and then they made it, like...
Like this.
No, because they turned it into, you know, balloon animals?
Yes, fam.
Someone was crafty enough to make a balloon animal into, like...
No lie, in jail it brings out your creative side because like you have nothing to work with. But the shit that they be making there, like the fucking cakes made out of just like sugar and that's really creative.
Or like the brick, you heard of the brick? Yeah. The chips, like ramen, whatever's around, crumbs, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a funny like saying, it was like, you guys can do everything in jail except get out or some shit like that.
Yo, that's facts though.
It's fucked up, but it's facts.
I'm pretty sure if you really want like a phone or something, you can actually get one.
Oh,
but
where?
You just have to pay a lot of money. Cause that's why we see those TikToks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're on jail TikTok, because I am.
Okay, I'm on jail TikTok like crazy.
There's bare videos of people just with their phones. I'm like, how did they get their phones, right?
Word.
So I looked into it.
Yeah.
You can actually get a phone. You just have to pay like the warden. Or pay like the guards like hella money.
Yeah.
You can honestly get whatever you want.
Word, that's crazy.
As long as it's not like a danger to everybody else.
To everyone else.
Like you're not gonna get a knife in there and shit.
Yeah.
But who knows, bro? Like what if there are some people that do get the, like if they're on death row.
Yeah, fam.
On death row, my bad. Uh-huh. If they're on death row and they have nothing else to lose, they're just gonna get like a knife in there.
No, but I've seen those. I guess why that's the reasoning why I see like jail people on TikTok. Like they'll go live.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're in jail and shit like that. And we're just going on live.
They're just bored, bro.
Yeah.
They're just bored, fam. You ever have those days when in summer, like there's really nothing to do? Do you think when you have so much vacation time, there's a point where vacation becomes boring?
Yeah. Fam, during the winter breaks in between sems, I know a lot of people who are like, okay, I'm gonna just clean my room, get everything settled, and then I have nothing to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no homework, no thing. That's why I feel like school is kind of sick, because there's always something to do. It keeps you busy.
School?
Yeah, school.
Okay, for me, I never liked school, though.
Yeah.
Because I never liked doing assignments unless it was something fun, like creative. Because I never liked the fact of we have to do exactly what the teacher says, mm-hmm. and there's only one right answer. So yeah. the classes I really love were more of like the English,
yeah,
or like the R, whatever it may be, like Comtech.
Yeah, Comtech was fun.
That's why I hated math so much, because there's only one answer.
No, but I feel like people don't like math just because they're not good at it. But the people that are really good are really interested.
Yeah.
But I feel like that goes with everything.
How the hell do you become interested in math though? Y'all gotta tell me if you're really into math. Tell me how.
Because I was just like, as a kid, my parents always did like multiplication tables and made it fun. Like, oh, let's do these apples. You feel me?
Because, okay, math to me is a big worksheet. This is what school taught me math is. A big worksheet. You have to go through all of these questions, write it out. Boom, next sentence. Okay, you're done. Do the next one.
No, but
next one.
To me, I was like, because I'm Asian, I'm like, I took that in personally, so I should be able to do that. And it was fun for me because other people couldn't do it, but I could do it really quick.
When?
That's why I would study and study, so I can do it way quicker than everyone else.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I took it.
That's an interesting take, because for me, it was just like, why am I even doing this? I don't take anything from it. Besides, I guess, the knowledge of how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what am I going to use it for? Because at least in like history class, I learned about the ancient Egyptians, whatever it may be at the time.
Yeah.
And I can take that with me and then just like talk about it and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what do you guys think about Sir Patrick Bagnet? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I just know how to do 5 times 7 really quick. But yeah, back to the jail shit, because I want to tell something. There's this girl on TikTok that recently went viral because she has a jail pen pal mate.
What?
Where she would call and they would be like, oh, I love you so much and shit like that. And their whole relationship is on TikTok.
Word.
And she has to pay like $1 every hour or some shit.
Is it illegal to do that or not?
I don't know. Oh shit, maybe I just sorry for that girl. You guys are having a great relationship. I don't want to ruin everything else.
But no, but I seen even Kodak. You know how Kodak was in jail?
Oh yeah.
And during his concert, somebody he's like, this guy wrote to me in jail.
Yeah.
Right? And what's crazy, I'm thinking, man, what if we can reach out to people and can we just reach out to them? Like celebrities in jail?
Yeah.
Who's in jail right now?
Pusheisty.
He's in jail. Kodak's in jail again.
I want to write, if I could write anyone in jail, it would be TK.
TK?
Because I would be like, yo, how's it been? Are you ever getting out, man? Because the streets need you, man.
Yeah, like, I love TK too, but I love his music.
Yeah, I love his music.
But not necessarily him as a person. Yeah, yeah. Look, YNW Melly.
Oh yeah.
Feel me? Like they really murdered people.
Yeah.
But we don't
But at the
turn
same
our heads, you know what I mean?
At the same time, all the comments, free Melly, free TK.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But the moment they say something
about something else. Yeah.
Cancelable content, that's when they get canceled. But not about the violence.
Yeah.
Yo, and then there's another theory. There's a theory about DaBaby actually.
Okay.
Dino put me on this actually.
Yeah,
he told me this. In DaBaby's, I think the song with Lil Wayne, he said this verse.
The newest one?
Yeah, the one with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a theory that DaBaby, him killing somebody in Walmart, was actually all a marketing ploy. And he framed it.
What? How? There's a lyric?
So,
oh no.
In the recent DaBaby track with Lil Wayne, he says this. The first verse he says, I've been having mood swings like a Gemini. I can use the murder for therapy, right?
Okay.
I can make the news with it, break the internet, and have them all nervous and scared of me. Then get away sneaky clean, never seen a thing.
What the heck? So he just snitched on himself if people really dug into it?
Now, there's a huge conspiracy on Twitter. Somebody that knew the kid that got killed.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly, DaBaby just made it seem as if it was self-defense, but it wasn't. And he did it on purpose so that he can get publicity for it.
What? That's crazy.
Because if you think about it, that's a huge headline. You know what I mean? A rapper kills somebody in Walmart and gets away with it.
Yeah. Because there's been other stories of him. Did you remember there was a guy that followed him into like a Gucci store?
Yeah.
And then he was recording. He's like, DaBaby, you're not going to do shit. Was that, do you think that was a plot too?
I don't know.
Because why would a guy record him so like eagerly? Like, yo, let me get a response from you.
Mm.
Right? And then this is what DaBaby did. He beat him up and then he pulled his pants down and he was like, oh, yo, look at what I did to your favorite, to your boy, and ran away.
Oh, shit.
But low-key, now that I'm thinking back and hearing that story, what if that shit was all a plot? Because look, Carpet Burn, he used the exact same plot as of that story to direct his music video. So that was the whole thing.
Where? Yeah.
So maybe he used that as what do you call this? Publicity. And now he made fun of it in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Just so people, it could get more views.
Maybe. Because there's so many things that even just rappers do, even just like wearing a dress, something crazy like that.
Oh yeah.
Yo, there's a crazy conspiracy, fam.
Okay.
That one of the rituals or kind of next levels to take mm-hmm. if you want to join the Illuminati yeah. is embarrassing yourself. And one of the things you can do to complete the ritual
yeah.
is to wear a dress. It's a way of like embarrassment.
Oh shit.
So that's why you see a lot of celebrities.
Young
Thug, Harry Styles. Look at all yeah. these people like Kurt Cobain, mm-hmm. Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi was next. Yeah. yeah.
So it's either, bruh, this is like the Illuminati fan.
yeah, yeah.
They'll make you do it so that you can join them or go on to the next level and get the other riches. And if you deny it, mm-hmm. then they'll cancel you or do something to you. So that's why they're saying even Tory Lanez,
yeah.
when supposedly he wanted to go independent. Remember that? You yeah, heard
yeah.
about that?
Yeah.
When Tory Lanez wanted to go independent, the conspiracy mm-hmm. is that the elites, mm-hmm. they didn't like it. So what they did, they framed him by putting him with Meg Thee Stallion. That's where you had that whole controversy of him shooting her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But do you think that was true? Do you think that was real or fake? Because... Did he really get away with shooting her?
Because he...
And why would he?
He's not going to jail, right?
He's not going to jail.
So that's weird. That's weird that... Why was that whole thing...
Where did that come from?
Yeah. Why would he just randomly shoot Meg in the foot?
I don't know, bro.
Why in the foot, too?
I don't know. That's why it's weird.
Yeah, because a foot, you're not going to die from.
Because what's crazy is, look, we'll hear the story, but we don't know the true story. Because
yeah.
we can hear the headlines, we can hear the reports on it,
yeah.
but we don't know exactly what happened. Maybe some things were left out. I mean, what if he had something else and then... a better out for him was that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they had something else on him that was way worse, but like, okay, you can just shoot her in the foot and you can take that L instead. Punishment. You can take that L instead of a different L.
What the heck?
Because I think when you get into, I guess, mainstream media like that and you become an image of such attention,
yeah.
there's some people that want to manipulate that because that's a very powerful thing.
Hey, man, you're getting up there in the influence game, so...
Hell no.
We'll see.
Nah.
No, but I don't think, like, if a person gets big, you think how do you think it happens? Like, boom, they're like, okay, this guy's getting really big. I bet let's throw something in the club.
No, but what if it's like... Because, look, did you know, like, most record labels are all under the same umbrella?
Yeah.
Even like,
It's TV. Only, like, three. There's only, like, three yeah. big ones, and even they're all under.
All the big media companies.
Yeah.
They're all under, like, Disney, ABC, something else. Mm-hmm. NBC, something, some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, the three big ones, and then it branches off into all these little small ones.
Yeah.
Just like, did you know in Canada, all of our cell phone plans and shit... All of the other service provider. Who are you with?
Kudo.
You're with Kudo, right?
Yeah.
Kudo, there's Freedom, whatever.
Freedom, yeah.
Did you know all of these smaller branches?
Mm-hmm.
They're all just offshoots of Rogers and Bell.
I knew that.
You knew that?
Because in my business class, I seen there was one of food stores.
Yeah.
And there's a whole diagram of the bottom and then to the top. But at the top, the very, very top, there's only like two. And they run all these. It branches down.
Word. Food yeah. stores.
Yeah, food stores. Like Costco, Walmart. But they're ran by something else.
Yeah.
And they're ran by that one person.
When you have a monopoly
yeah.
on the market, that's when you make the most money and you can control life, fam. Low-key, yeah. you can control life.
Yeah.
Especially in media. Yo, that's evil. That's evil.
You can plant whatever you want, bro.
And it sucks because it's not like it's a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whoever makes it to the top is yeah. at the top.
Yeah.
And no way a peasant is going to make it to the king. You know what I mean? Like, what are the steps made to go up there?
Or you just go against all... No, because if you go against all the odds, then they're just going to kill you. Because remember, do you see that that video of the... I think it was homeless. I don't know. But she was preaching everything. She was like, blah, blah, blah. This is that. The Illuminati. There's three tiers.
Yeah.
And stuff. And people just thought she was crazy.
Word.
But maybe that homeless person may know something that we don't. Because she was once at the top.
Because, yeah, we don't know. Maybe she's like... an agent that works for them.
Yeah, exactly. If you were the Illuminati and you wanted to plant an assassination on someone, how would you do it?
What kind of question is that, bro? What is this?
You wanted to go on some next topic, bro. We went from jail to...
I'm not no Illuminati, bro. Chill out. I'm a believer of God and Jesus.
Stop, bro.
And the Holy Trinity. I don't play with any devil work.
Oh, right. But you gamble, so that's not...
I don't gamble.
Yeah, you do.
I honestly don't gamble. You gamble way more than me. It feels like you're trying to tell me I gamble, but trying to tell it to yourself, bro.
Remember the first time we were at the casino?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm actually scared. Like, I'm only putting $5 in,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I don't want to get addicted to
you. I've been there like five times in the past week, bro. I swear.
But like, I haven't lost though. I've only come out with I've come out with money every single time. But okay. It's smart gambling. It's not the let me throw 200 on something.
something. It's like, okay, let me make some money.
In my opinion, I'd rather gamble with like stocks or some shit where I know I can just leave it and then I can just look back.
I don't know. It's fun. It's for always for the experience.
But you sound like a real like freaking gambler now.
And in the third episode, I think when I had the black hoodie on, you were like, "Yo, let's go to the casino when we're 21."
No, like, I want to play Texas Hold'em though. I want to play poker.
Oh, the poker? Yeah, poker.
Because I feel like I fuck people. Yeah, poker.
Poker is too much thinking though.
It is hella thinking.
Yeah, I just like red, black.
Yeah. No, because poker is like looking into the soul, fam. Like, yeah. I can see your whole life story through you, I feel like I'll be able to tell if somebody's lying or not.
There's a guy that they were playing in like a big tournament. Mm-hmm. And some guy had him like he bluffed him to the point where his thing, right, he could have went all in, but they were having a 20 minute conversation of like, come on man, I know you have aces, just please let me go. And he was like, I like you. So he didn't put all in and he just put a bit.
Word.
So
he could save him.
If that was me, fam, I would be out. You're done for. I'm going all in. Like,
damn,
that's like Squid Game killing or not killing, bro. I'm killing you.
Yeah, no, you, that's what it is, bro. Because like at some point you want to have mercy and be like, yo bro,
yeah relax. Obviously, yeah,
right?
But if it's a big pot like that, like 37K is on the line,
I guess. No, but when you're in that competition, anything goes, bro.
Yeah,
like if you sat at that table with me, then you're here to lose, feel me? Like, I'm not taking anything but a win.
That's why if mind control inventions were actually real, and you brought it to a poker table and you can see everything that they were thinking, oh man, you're cashing out.
You know, I looked into some of the cheating tricks they do in poker.
Oh yeah,
you used to have like machine, you know, aces up your sleeve.
Yeah,
you know that term?
Okay, I know the term. That means like you just have two aces and that's always usually a win.
Yeah. So what they used to do, they used to have this like contraption they made with a drawer.
Okay,
you know those drawers with the brackets that slide out.
Yeah.
So what they'd have is like kind of a bracket that would push the cards up when you just flick your wrist.
No.
Yeah.
And they would have like better cards than that.
Yeah. They have aces up their sleeve.
What the heck? Yeah.
It's all sleight of hand, bro. Because if you think about it, all the magicians, what are they so good with? Mm-hmm. Cards.
Cards, yeah.
And they're good with sleight of hand. They can shit disappear like out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's scary, bro.
And you can take that and you can use it in anything, bro. Because imagine you're playing, let's say you're playing chess, fam.
Yeah.
So you're playing chess. Like, you know how fast they move?
Yeah. And they hit the timer?
Yeah. You can low key, like, switch something quick.
No. I think they do a thing where it's like the announcer announces where you put it. So it's like D3.
Oh, true. No, but look at, you know, in New York, they have those chess hustlers.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
They had the chess hustlers. And then all of those people, they look sketch, fam. They look like they would cheat. Because they're there to steal your money.
When it comes to casino and that, I'm all for cheating, man. Like, they're trying to take your money away. So fuck it. Why not cheat?
Cheating? Bro, they'll kill you, fam.
In the casinos?
They kill. Did you know most casinos in Las Vegas are run by the mafia?
Word.
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't.
Come on, bro. Shit. You have to know that.
I didn't know that stuff.
So, do you ever watch the movie Casino or not? With Robert De Niro?
Nah.
So, that whole movie was about the mob running the casinos.
Yeah.
And if they saw somebody was cheating or even winning too much, they would take them into the back, get the sledgehammer, put his hand down, but break all of his fingers.
What the heck?
Or even get the freaking saw. Go crazy on your hand or something. But even just winning a lot, you'll even get banned. Did you know Dana White is actually banned?
Yeah.
He's banned from like five casinos. Some of the biggest casinos in Las Vegas.
And he only plays like what, blackjack?
He only plays blackjack.
Yeah, some shit like that. But blackjack, you can actually sit down and make like really good money.
Yeah, but some people were saying he was like counting cards. You ever watch that movie 21?
Yeah. I know counting cards.
Yeah. And that's a real thing. Like, you can actually do that to win.
There's another K-drama. You know, Extracurricular?
Nah.
You should watch it. Because if you watch Squid Game and Alice in Borderland, you'll like that one too.
What's it about?
So it's just about a kid that's in debt, right?
Yeah.
And he starts this whole drug movement by himself. He just sells drugs and shit like that.
Like online or like in person?
No, like in person. And he like gets rich off that.
Oh.
You should watch it. It's fire.
A lot of, I remember in high school, people were like, you're such a hustler. I'm surprised you didn't sell drugs.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say? You're blessed by the whole, blessed by the Holy Trinity?
Yeah, fam. No, but in my opinion, there's so many other ways you can make money. Like, you don't have to resort to that. You don't have to resort to that. You remember our religion teacher?
What religion teacher? Oh, yeah.
So this moment in religion class,
she was talking
about like drug dealers,
bro,
and shit.
This was such a diss.
It was so weird.
It
like,
was such a diss to you.
I know. So she was saying, blah, 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 drug dealers. She looked at me.
She looked at Carlos.
And then everybody saw it too. Yeah. And then we're like, what? What are you talking? And then I called her out. I'm like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, yeah.
I called her out. And she got so nervous. Bro. She turned red. She turned red because she knew she was looking at me.
She literally was on this side and you were on this side. Yeah. So I was like,
it was weird. It was just because I used to sell stickers. Remember stickers?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then people would always meet me outside the portable.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had like a class portable. Because our school's kind of small still.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would actually go outside. Someone would knock on the door. Oh, can I see Carlos real quick? He's like, all right, go ahead, go ahead. So she would see me walk outside, bring my backpack, and I sell them stickers. I'm not selling the drugs. I'm selling the stickers.
Stickers.
But I guess like what they're used to is that. Like, yeah. What else are the kids selling? You know?
It's weird too. But like on a movie that I also watched, because you put me on, what do you call this? After you told me about Assassin,
yeah.
Have you watched Wanted? I know you
Wanted,
have.
Yeah. Wanted is so fire. Angelina Jolie.
Yes, fire, bro. Fire. Oh my God. That whole shit where it's like you curve a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that shit was fun.
That's sick. It's so sick. Do you think there's real assassins in the world like that? Do you think there's like a whole
There definitely is.
You think there's a guild like that though? You know how they had that whole team where it's like you want to join us?
Because I remember searching up like rules of assassins.
Yeah.
And there was like this rule of you only have one target, you have to kill it in a safe place, boom, 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 all like that, and then you get your reward after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yo, going back, going to the Bible, actually, I have a crazy theory for you.
Okay.
Nah, this is not even a theory. This is actually in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, do you ever hear that one scripture line? It talks about you should never wear a mix of garments. So, you should never wear a mix of cotton and linen. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
So, Jesus told us never wear something made of cotton and linen. It has to be 100% of one.
Yeah.
Right? You ever wonder why? That's such a weird thing to say, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know why.
So did you know our clothes actually affect our body frequency? And word? 100% cotton allows our frequency to flow through, but linen and cotton does not.
Oh.
So it cancels each other out.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you know that linen helps us heal faster? That's why in hospital beds, all of the sheets are made out of linen.
Shit, so it flows better?
No, it actually heals your body faster.
Oh, it heals.
It heals your body.
And so you're not supposed to mix both?
You're not supposed to mix both because it cancels it out. And did you know polyester?
Yeah.
Polyester is actually really bad for our body.
No.
Yeah, it's actually really bad for our body.
It's hella soft though.
I know, but it's linked to our frequency being stopped. So I think polyester is a cap at 5, right?
Yeah.
The frequency of polyester is 5.
Okay.
And a dead body frequency is 5.
What?
Yeah. And a cotton, I think, is 100. Our body is naturally 100. And linen is like 5,000 or something.
Oh my God.
So if you wear cotton and linen together, it cancels out.
Yeah.
It cancels out. I think it becomes 0.
But if you have 100% cotton, you're blessed.
Yeah. 100% cotton or 100% linen is actually even better. That's why in ancient times, all of the kings, queens, the rich, they all wore linen.
Oh,
they didn't wear cotton. They wore linen.
To heal.
It was just better for your body. And supposedly, okay, if you cut yourself, right? Cut yourself on your right arm and then your left arm.
Mm-hmm.
If you wrap one in cotton, wrap one in linen, somehow the right arm will heal faster because it's wrapped in linen.
That's fine. I didn't know that.
It's weird, right? It's weird. And that's in the Bible, bro. That's such a... Because there's so many secrets in the Bible that we don't really like...
That we just pass through.
We just pass through. Like, well, what does that even mean?
A lie.
Right?
Okay, yo, back to the assassin story because I want to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy in Switzerland, I think a prime minister.
Yeah.
George, right? So he attended like the seasonal carnival.
Yeah.
Right? And all of the people in that carnival were dressed up. So you don't expect an assassin to dress up, right?
Mm.
So there's a guy in a bear costume, like he dressed up as a bear.
Why a bear?
A bear costume, and he had an axe and took out the guy. Funniest assassin story, fam. Imagine going out by a bear.
Wait.
So he literally had the helmet, the hat,
yeah.
Full down bear costume, like Bobo the bear, fam.
And he killed somebody in a bear costume. Did he get away with it?
Yeah, he got away with it.
Let the bear get away, fam. You know what? In my head, you know what I thought of?
What?
You remember Midsommar, the guy in the bear?
Oh, no.
I don't know what it was. Just that picture, just that shot of the guy's head, like in the bear thing, like scared as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he was dying. And he's like,
yo, that shit was so funny to me. I don't know why.
No, that was looking sad, bro. Because he's like, he couldn't do anything.
No, but it's just funny because, like, out of all things, a bear, fam. They put him in a bear.
Yeah, I know. Any other animal, fam, could have done.
They put him in a bear, bro.
But there's another story about assassination by toothpaste.
Whoa.
Yeah, so there's this
That's
guy.
Fam, it's all the prime ministers in someone. Yeah. So I think it was prime minister of Congo, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guys there were planning to assassinate the guy. And he was like, okay, make sure you give this toothpaste to the guy that they want to kill. Mm. And they're like, oh. And the guy didn't even want to do it. He just threw it in the Congo River.
Oh, she polluted the water, bro.
Yeah, I know. Man,
this guy killed the crocodiles, bro. No, but what's crazy is, you know, you remember the interview?
Which interview?
No, the interview, the movie.
Oh no,
with Seth Rogen. With Seth Rogen.
Oh no, yeah, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and they're trying to kill like Kim Jong Un. You know how they had that the invisible little thing they put on? They're like, okay, this will kill him on a touch. Just make sure you don't get it on anything else. It was like a sticker or whatever.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's like a little like sticky note, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
he got it like on his nose and shit.
Yeah.
Did you know there's actual substances that will kill you like that?
If it just touches you.
Yeah, it will kill you.
Yeah.
If you breathe it in or something like
that. Yeah, there was also another assassination where they injected something, a poisonous thing, in someone's left ear.
Why the left ear?
I don't know. It could have been anyone, but they chose the left ear. Oh, it was one of the ones where it's like it was easily available, so they're like, all right.
I think that's from Hamlet, bro.
Is that from Hamlet?
Yeah, because remember the king he was like sleeping and then they poured the poison in his ear.
No, it was the mouth that they poured it in.
Oh, was it?
Come on, man, you don't do your English.
No, it was the ear.
It was the mouth.
But he was sleeping, fam. How do you pour the poison in his mouth when he's sleeping unless it's snoring?
Open it, fam.
Oh, I guess so.
if you're getting poisoned, as soon as you open the mouth, you're dead, fam. It doesn't matter if they wake up, you're dead. Like, shit, I got it on me.
Now, the funniest shit was, you seen that video where they put, like, Jolly Ranchers? They put all the Sour Patch Kids in his mouth.
People are such deep sleepers that I actually don't know how you
are. Are you a deep sleeper?
No, like, from an alarm. Actually, with my alarm, I am.
I'm a very deep sleeper.
No, you aren't. I feel like, okay, if I started stacking shit on your head, you would definitely wake up.
Actually, yeah. No, but in the sense of, see, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on the outside. I feel like you can't tell if you're a deep sleeper or not unless somebody's with you. I don't know if someone woke me up or if it's just naturally.
Yeah.
Right?
My friend had this like story that he told me where he was beside a person that had sleep paralysis.
Oh, yo. I have a similar story to you. Okay, yo, let me hear it.
This is what happened. So, when he was beside him,
yeah,
and the guy told him his experience, so he just retold it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what he saw was he couldn't move, right? That's the normal sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
But he saw these shadow figures, and it came through the door, and it was like going around the room. It sat right beside him. It didn't have a face. It was all black shadow.
Yeah.
And it was just moving. And how he got out from it, he was telling himself, it's not real. It's not real.
Yeah.
And my friend who's beside him is literally just watching all this place.
Oh,
he's like,
shit.
Yo, are you good? And he's like, it's not real. It's not real.
Oh,
And then like he slapped him or something and he just woke up.
Damn. I heard if you wake somebody up from sleep paralysis, they could die.
No, I know in sleep.
Because they might have a heart attack.
In sleepwalking that you can't wake somebody up.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's the same for sleep paralysis, bro.
No.
Yeah, because they might have a heart attack if you scare them.
Fuck. Okay, yo, what's your story? I want
to
hear it.
So my cousin, right? Mm-hmm. This is nothing to that level, but he would have sleep paralysis a lot.
Yeah.
And I used to sleep over at like his house.
Uh-huh.
Out of nowhere, it would be 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Sleeping. All over here. I'm like, what is that? Right? Oh, and I just see his chest like rise to the freaking ceiling. I'm like, what's going on? Right? Because I turned my head like, what is going on? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's just having like sleep apnea, like sleep paralysis, and he couldn't move. He's like, he couldn't breathe. I'm like, yeah. You good? And he just wakes up. He's like, yeah, I'm blessed. Don't worry. Like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's crazy,
no,
man.
No, I hate that shit because people with symnophobia, I think is what it's called.
What's symnophobia? Like, what is that?
It's like a fear of going to sleep because you're too scared of the nightmares or you're too scared of just dying.
Yeah. I had that recently.
Okay, I was gonna say because Loki, you have some of the phobia because you just don't like sleep, right?
That's in the sense of like I just don't want to go to sleep.
But it's a type of anxiety, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a type of anxiety that you just don't want to go fall asleep, bro.
Word. Because I do have anxiety.
Yeah. So I'm like,
okay. So recently, ever since we did the vlog, fam.
No. No.
So this was like what? This is only 2 days ago, though.
Yeah, man, that's bad.
So take this in. The night back.
Oh no.
The night back, I was gonna go to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to fall asleep. I was dead tired, trust me. Cause we walked like over over 2 kilometers.
I was dead tired too.
Damn. I was trying to sleep and then I'll close my eyes and all of a sudden I'm in the tunnel.
No.
I'm in the tunnel, bro. No, listen. I'm in the tunnel, but it's like when I close my eyes and I open them, I'm back here. I close it in the tunnel.
In the tunnel.
But it's so quick. You know how when you go to sleep,
yeah,
it takes a bit to go into the dream state.
To
go into the dream state. But for me, I was already there just with an eye closed.
What?
Just close my eyes, I'm there.
You're there?
So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sleep yet. I don't want to mess with that shit. So what I did, right? I just said a prayer, closed my eyes again. It was okay, right?
Okay, yeah.
So time passed. I'm sleeping. I wake up. I go back to sleep. Boom, same shit.
You're back in?
I'm back in the tunnel. And then this time, mm-hmm. Remember we were seeing like ghosts and shit?
Yeah. The blue.
We're going to put it on screen.
Yeah.
We saw
white
figures, blue figures.
Coming closer and closer.
Yeah, every time.
Every time we took a picture, it moved closer to us.
Bro, this is some real shit, right? Yeah. So when I went back in my dream, mm-hmm. I started to see it, but clear. So right what we saw, see, this is the thing though, because is it just my imagination playing with me or am I transported in there?
Oh yeah, it could be just you're thinking too much.
Maybe I'm thinking too much.
Because the number one thing that Carlos said after we got out was like, nah, it's not haunted, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the people that don't believe it always gets like something after.
Yeah, but for me personally, I didn't feel in danger.
In danger?
Even when I was having those dreams, I didn't feel in danger.
I felt danger because I heard voices. And as soon as I hear something weird,
mm-hmm.
I was like, let's go. But Carlos like, let's light a candle. What? Let's get out of here, bro.
Okay, I did hear the voices, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I wasn't sure if it's the echo, what it is. So I didn't play too much into the let me feed into it.
Yeah.
I just want to have fun, you know? Yeah, I want to have fun with it.
I wasn't having fun.
Because I usually get scared, feel me?
Yeah.
I usually get scared. I wasn't that scared that time.
Word? I was scared because, like, we went from the forest in the night to, like, extreme tunnel. This might be haunted.
Nah, honestly, yeah. Going there, especially.
Yeah. What we should have done, this is also in Niagara, mm-hmm. the screaming tunnel.
This is screaming tunnel?
Yeah. And if you, so the whole background of the story is a girl got raped in a tunnel.
Yeah.
And then to hide her body, she got burned.
Mm-hmm.
And she was screaming the whole time, right? So if you go in the middle of the tunnel and you light a candle, you can actually hear a scream.
If you light a candle.
Like it's 80%. Possibility that you will hear a scream.
Okay, we gotta do that one next.
That tunnel that we went to, it's like it could, like, people smoke there all the time, so it's like
I don't think people smoke there all the time, but because look, if you look at it, mm-hmm. those candles, they were on the side.
I know, and they were nailed.
Yeah,
they were nailed.
No, fam, low key, I think that's a spot for cults and
rituals.
Honestly,
yeah,
might be. It might be even for sacrifices or whatever, because that shit happens in real life. Like, there's some real people that do sacrifices, whether it be with rats or squirrels,
especially in a tunnel that looks like that. Yeah, because it's a closed road; you can't go in there.
Mm-hmm. And that's literally like you gotta walk. Yeah. That's why the only thing I was really afraid of: are we gonna see people that live there? Oh. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, like homeless people.
Not even homeless people. What if they live there for a reason too? Like you know those witches. That live under the bridge.
Imagine we seen one just laying there.
Mm.
Million views.
In you know Left 4 Dead?
Oh yeah.
You know the witch in Left 4 Dead? That's one of my biggest fears is seeing something like that.
Fuck.
Like a witch that actually can cast spells on you and then disturb her.
I hate that shit. That's why I was like, when we went in there, I was like, I don't want to bring up any presence of any like ghost, by lighting a candle and shit. But I was really scared when we went home
because
after I drove everyone back, I had really low gas, right? And I'm going from Scarborough now to my place by myself with low gas.
Yeah.
And I felt weird as soon as I hit the turn into my drive, like into my like complex.
Mm.
I was the gas went down.
Oh, and then shit.
I felt this weird like presence with me. So I looked at the back of my mirror and it was just no one was there, but like I felt something with me. And as soon as I got out of my car, I ran back into my place. Like I locked the car, I turned on all my lights and went to bed.
Damn.
But I said hella prayers before going.
Yeah. I feel like as long as you leave it as is and you don't like scare yourself more, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because I think the moment you start to feed in, shit, it's right there. Let me talk to it. Let me speak to it. Something like that. Or try and like contact with it.
Yeah.
That's where you get played, fam.
But speaking of your dream where you always just seen tunnels,
mm-hmm.
there's a cursed dream called Backrooms.
I think I heard of this.
Have you heard of this?
It was
so it's like a
the hallway?
Yeah. So it's a different like type of reality that you're set in.
Mm.
And it's like yellow hallway, yellow tunnel, right? It can go on for like centuries, bro. And if you're stuck there, you're stuck there forever. You can't escape the dream.
I heard there's people play a game with it, actually. So it takes two people. I seen this on TikTok before.
Oh shit.
A girl would go into that state of that dream.
Yeah.
And it's quote unquote a sleep paralysis state too. Yeah, and she can't move, but she's conscious. Mm-hmm. So she would talk and you would have somebody that's kind of like a guide to tell them where to go, right?
Uh-huh.
So they say if you go through, it's almost like astral projection. You can walk through the building, look around, mm-hmm. see what's in there.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful.
Why?
Because there's a man there. And this man, supposedly, if he gets a hold of you, you could die in real life.
No.
Yeah.
Yo, imagine you see the man and you start running. Mm-hmm. That would be the scariest shit ever.
Because supposedly you're supposed to avoid that man. Yeah. That man in the dream. Because if he gets a hold of you, you're dead.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But good thing though, because I searched it up. I was like, since now I know about back rooms, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to be thinking about it. And I don't want to be set in there.
I had a dream when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was very similar to like this type of thing.
Yeah.
It was a hallway. It was a hallway, but I had carpet and it almost looked like a hotel.
Yeah.
It was so eerie though, because it was like I walked through the television to get into this hallway.
Oh.
You know the ring?
Yeah. Teleport?
I never seen the ring before and I never seen that scene before.
Uh-huh.
Like this was out of my own imagination. I walked into the TV.
Okay.
This is way before the ring and shit. Cause I'm like, I seen that later. I'm like, damn, that reminds me. Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of that. So I walked in and it was literally a hallway. Doors, carpet, whatever. And I had this really eerie feeling like, you got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go now. Right? Fuck. So I try to wake myself up so quickly. But you can't wake up so quickly, especially when you're like deep in sleep. And you know those ones where you're trying to scream, but you can't scream?
Yeah.
Bro, that's what that it was happening to me.
Yeah.
It was happening to me like, what I do, right?
I know.
So I think what I did was you have to relax and then just like let it set in. And wake up.
Yeah, I know.
Those are sad, wake up.
Those are the ones where it's like the guy's coming for you and you just give up and you're like, okay, I'm going to relax and hopefully I wake up.
Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. Or you can just do what my uncle does and just give him the middle finger.
I don't believe in you.
Yo, did you know where the middle finger came from?
No.
Take that in. We use it like it's common knowledge, right? Yeah. We never really dive into what is the true meaning of the middle finger. Where did it come from?
Yeah, a superstition when I was a kid, because the middle finger is really bad when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
It's still bad like as you're an adult, but you can't stick it up down below or else you're going to hell. That was my...
Wait, why?
I don't know. So whenever someone stuck it up to me, they're like, and they put the middle fingers down to the ground.
Word.
Yeah.
So there's a theory that the middle finger, the origins of it, was actually through this emperor. So this emperor of Rome, I forgot his name. It starts with an O.
Okay.
But he would give that
middle
symbol.
Finger?
He would give the middle finger to the peasants or everybody around him.
Yeah.
His servants as a way of kiss the ring. But
I hope he heard this.
Yeah. So kiss the ring.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of like a sexual sense too, where it's like kiss my...
Oh.
So every time you give the middle finger.
Yeah.
Man, why am I holding up so much?
I know.
Every time you give the middle finger, it's like kiss my D. You know.
Word.
Yeah.
I mean that's what it stands for. Like if you stick up the middle finger, you're gonna...
Loki, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yo, stop sticking. Like I get it, fam.
I'm throwing it up, bro.
No, but before too, I never wanted to stick up the middle finger. So I remember in Asia, this is their...
That's not true, man.
I swear it is.
That's not true.
But that's what they did. That's what they did.
That's what they used to say in elementary school. I don't believe that, bro. This is bullshit.
We have to look that up if it's actually like true.
I don't think it's true. One of the biggest ones was, what is it? The freaking, you know, the snake shit?
What?
The snake shit?
No, what the f- is that?
Oh, you don't know how to make this?
No.
Oh, so you go like this. And turn into a snake.
Yeah,
see a snake head?
Oh, that's fire though.
Yeah. So if you get bit by this, you're gonna have bad luck. So if I hit you like that, you're gonna have bad luck.
Where?
Yeah, because apparently it takes all your chakra points in your hand, puts it in a sense, and becomes a snake. So if I bite you with it, it curses you.
What the heck? Nah, bro. Why do you know all this weird stuff, bro? Speaking of weird animals, you know about the Chiduru?
What is the Chiduru?
So like
that sounds like a Pokemon.
It does. So bag this. If you're in the Amazon River, right?
Yeah.
And you start urinating.
In what region?
So if you're in the Amazon River.
Yeah.
And you start urinating in the water, there's a small fish that'll go up your dick,
fam. I heard about this.
Your urethra and just... the pain is... I don't even want to imagine the pain. But it's like a worm, like 2 to 3 centimeters long.
Yeah, I heard about
and
this.
And it goes up your dick.
Mm-hmm. It swims up the stream.
It swims up the stream.
Bruh. I'm pretty sure, you know the bot flies?
Oh, I did reach it. Yo, I think they were on my the same God, man. On the same iceberg.
No, I knew about this long time ago because I remember I used to watch these videos before pimple popping videos are big.
Yeah.
They're bot fly videos.
Bot flies are crazy.
Bruh, especially the ones in the cat's nose. Have you seen those?
Oh my God, I watched.
Holy shit. It's huge. It's like the size of like my thumb, bigger. Yeah. In a cat's nose, and the cat's nose is like super small. Pull that shit out.
I don't even like those videos where it's like a dog, and then like they take those larvae or parasites,
maggots.
The maggots, and the dog like squeals, and they take it out.
Oh, that's sad, man. Even the lice too.
Yeah,
the lice is scary.
Have you ever had lice?
Never. Never
Thank
had
God
lice.
I have never had lice.
Because I think it's just the people that didn't shower, fam.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, that's what it is. If you don't shower, you can get lice.
Yeah. Because once the announcement that one kid had lice goes on in school, they'll send everyone
It's lock off. Even pink eye, bro. I remember one day in high school, everybody got pink eye. It was crazy.
Yeah. I had pink eye because I think my friend farted on a pillow and like he gave it to me.
Through the pillow?
Yeah, because my eye the next day was like red, like super red.
Yeah.
Puffy, and like shit was coming out of it.
Oh my!
It was so disgusting, fam.
Ew!
It was so it was like my.
You got the yellow film on it.
My eyelashes were glued shut.
That's disgusting.
I know.
That's nasty. I was gonna say something really dirty.
Just go.
Well,
what?
Do you ever? Nah, I'm not gonna
just
say
go,
it.
Just
I'm
go,
gonna embarrass myself. Gonna
nah,
embarrass
let's it. Go. I'll embarrass myself after.
Did you ever like try a booger, fam?
Yeah, bro. I think every kid has tried a booger, fam.
At least once in their life, right?
No, because fam, you know those ones where you do a hard sniff and then it comes out your mouth?
Yeah.
Like everyone's tried a booger, fam.
No, because I remember I was really like freaking interested. I was like very curious.
Yeah.
Very curious as a kid. Like I tried a booger. I wonder what my earwax tastes like.
Earwax is crazy,
bro.
Earwax is crazy,
bro. But this was like I was young, fam. Like,
okay, yeah.
You know what I mean,
understandable.
So some kids eat rocks, you know. Some kids eat rocks.
Earwax is nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm gonna try it, right? Dog, that shit tastes like plastic, man.
Yeah,
that shit tastes like plastic. So I wonder what the film on your eye tastes like, bro.
Oh, bro, that's disgusting, bro. I have this crazy story where we were at a sleepover and we were like what, 8 or 7, and then my friend had a cat, right?
Yeah.
And then we dared him to eat like the cat litter.
Ew.
And so he literally closed his eyes. I was like, yo, why are you closing your eyes? You just close your mouth, your nose.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to see what's going in my mouth. So he picked it up, and in that piece of cat litter was cat shit.
Ew.
And then none of us were like, yo.
No.
And he was like, 3, 2, 1. And then
that's rude, fam. That's rude. Holy shit, you're a demon for that.
No, that was not me. That
you're
was my
evil.
Friend.
You're evil for not saying nothing.
Oh, yeah. We were like, yo, I think there's shit in it. And then he just threw up.
Ew.
He threw up like his pizza and shit like that.
Okay, what's the nastiest thing you ever ate?
Nastiest
thing you ever done?
I don't think I told this story, but fam, I was the day before, I was eating Flaming Hot Cheetos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed, woke up, took, you know, the morning shit, right?
Yeah.
I took a morning shit, fam. And I looked at my shit in the bowl. It was red.
Oh, shit.
My first thing was like, am I dying? I typed this in.
Oh, because it's blood.
Yeah, if your poop is red, am I dying? And it was like, oh, it's probably just like dye from the chips. And I was so thankful because I was sweating, fam.
Word.
I was like, yo, am I dying?
Nah, that happens when you eat shawarma too, bro.
Word?
If you eat shawarma and you know the I think it's the pickle or the radish.
The radish?
The red one.
Yeah.
Whenever you eat that, it dyes your
it dyes your
poop. Even your pee too. Turns red.
Okay, I've never had anything with like pee, but I've heard people that had like green pee.
Yeah, if you drink like too much Mountain Dew or some shit, right?
Oh, that's a thing?
I think so. No, but it makes sense.
Why?
It makes sense. If you drink something, even like Gatorade, but if you drink something neon enough, eventually.
No, because your body is naturally a filter, so it'll just filter.
No, but the color, sometimes it doesn't go through.
Oh, it doesn't go through?
Yeah. Yo, did you know Gatorade is actually really, really bad for you?
Yeah, bro. There's a bunch of sugar in it.
No, even the acidity in it.
Oh,
so they took a test, right?
Yeah.
They put Gatorade and do like a pH test.
Yeah.
The whole shit, it was acidic.
Oh,
so they tested the water. You know how like Dasani water is acidic too?
Yeah.
So they try to fix it with alkalized water. That's a way you can dilute it.
Dilute it, yeah.
They put it in the Dasani water, fixes the Dasani. Put it in the Gatorade, irreversible. So that's going in your body. in your body, irreversible.
But you need those electrolytes, though.
No, but you can get electrolytes from coconut water, fam.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of coconut. I hate coconut.
Nah, I love coconut. That's
I don't know why people like freaking coconut cookies and shit like that. Like,
what? You don't? Like,
coconut's disgusting,
nah,
bro.
It's fire. It's fire. Nah, maybe it's acquired taste, though. I don't know.
It's an acquired
taste. I love it, though. I love it. Yeah. Do you like red bean? Because that's a huge Asian thing. Okay. I don't even like it that much.
I have a love and hate with red bean.
Depends what it is, right?
Yeah.
If it's the dim sum one, it's fire. It's fire. But if it's like
just red bean,
the candy or whatever,
you can never
trash.
Like even those guava candies, I learned to like it because before the taste.
You didn't like the guava candy? No, those are fire.
They were so strong. It was too strong for me.
When?
Like your whole day, you smell like guava when you burp. Like, you know those ones? Yeah. Like, if you get Captain Boyle and then, like, that taste is in your mouth for the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you burp and shit.
Nah, the best, I don't know if you had these. It's kind of like a popsicle.
Yeah.
No, it's not a popsicle. It's like a Freezy. It's the Asian Freezies in a cylinder tube.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had those?
I don't like those, though.
Oh, those are fire.
The Freezies are way better because they have better
That's artificial. So sweet, though. That's super sweet.
I'm a sweet tooth guy, man.
Oh, true.
I'm a sweet tooth.
Nah, there's something about the Asian one, though. Like, it's just, like, nostalgic to me. Because. Yeah. I remember having it. It's like, you don't get that anywhere else. Because you know how Freezies taste like slushies?
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
But the Asian snacks, there's like nothing that can compare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the Asian sugar is a different sugar.
The Asian sugar?
It is, right?
No.
Like the Pocky flavoring does not taste like regular cookie flavoring or whatever snack flavoring.
I know the mayo is different. Have you tried the Japanese mayo?
Oh, yeah, that's way different.
Kimwe or something?
I forgot what it's called.
But they in regular mayo, they take the full egg to make it, but in the Japanese one, they only take the yolk.
Oh.
So that's why it's yellow.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, but Japanese mayo is the best. Mm-hmm. I eat all my sushi with spicy mayo. Maybe I'm not supposed to do that, but like it tastes good with that.
I don't know. There's been some things on TikTok where it's like, oh, this is how the proper way to eat sushi.
Nobody cares.
Like, nobody cares. It's just, like, as long as you're eating it, fam, just eat it.
Nobody really cares. There's some etiquette if it has to do with manners. Yeah, that's different.
If you're going to Japan and eating sushi, probably you should learn about the manners.
Yeah, there's manners, but if you're just enjoying your meal, enjoy it how you want to enjoy it.
Eating with your hands, bro. I could not care less.
Exactly. I remember my driving teacher told me too.
Yeah.
Right? Because when I first started driving or started learning, because I did driving lessons,
yeah.
He's like, okay, what's it called? 10 and 3?
Yeah, 10 and 3.
10 and 3?
Yeah.
So keep it here. That's how you drive. That's how you're supposed to drive during the test or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, yo, once you get your license, don't drive like that. He said straight up, don't drive like that. I'm like, wait, why? Because if you drive like this the whole time,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get tired and you're going to be a worse driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're like this the whole time, very uncomfortable, you're going to be very stiff. You're going to grip the wheel hard, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yo, if you want, use your foot. Use your knee.
What?
Yeah. He's like, use a one pinky. Like, whatever is comfortable to you, drive how you want to.
Yeah, no, low-key, as soon as the test is over, I never drive like this.
Mm.
Like, I drive like this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier, and my hands are resting all the time.
Mm. Like, I drive like this, the hand like this.
Oh, the you just think you're in a 90s movie, Eli.
Yeah, no but it's easy. It's easy, because I think my left arm gets tired, because the other one's just like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just fine. Yeah, plus, I feel cool.
Yeah, I guess that's cap, because you don't even drive. You just Uber.
No, not anymore. I don't want to drive no more.
Yeah.
No, but some things I just do to look cool too, fam. Like honestly, what? Sometimes you just got to look cool.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in grade 2, I used to always just like, there's something about lean back. I don't know what it was. I think all the movies I ever watched, something about the kid that leans back like this, he's just...
It's cooler? Yeah, I knew that too.
But imagine me doing the podcast like this. This is very uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I remember I did a podcast with my friend, but no, I felt cool. Like the whole time I was lean back.
But I feel like I'll be boring if I'm like this.
I know. That's why I'm like, sometimes when I'm like this, I feel the most comfortable, but we can't with this one because we have to be hella energetic.
Yeah. I'm comfortable like this too, though, because I like being right in the game, you know? Being right in the game.
The theories.
Yeah, exactly. Because my blood flow, because I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you're like this,
you're way more relaxed.
You're more relaxed because your blood isn't like going through your head. Mm-hmm. But I'm going here, I'm leaning forward.
Yeah.
My blood's rushing here.
I know.
Did you know 90% of communication is through your body?
Yeah.
Do you know that? It's all body language, bro.
It's body language, fam.
It's all body language. It doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it and how you look saying it.
Because like, again, like I think you said this before, but if you says like, well, I'm happy today, but you're frowning, like what? You're giving off mixed emotions.
Mm-hmm. Even just walking around in the street, like did you know some criminals, they'll scout you out by the way you walk.
Word.
Mm-hmm. So if you walk a certain way, let's say you put your head down or like you look very weak, have a limp in your leg, they'll look at you as opportunity.
Yeah.
They'll look at you as a target. So whenever you're walking, you gotta Chest up, shoulders back, head high. You look confident too.
That's why every time in a tournament, fam, I was scared of this one guy even before we fought.
Yeah.
Because the way he was moving around and just carrying himself, he was like the man. I'm like, this is definitely the guy to beat. His first fight, such a bad fighter.
He's not even good?
He's not even good, but everyone, I swear, was afraid of him. Like, we didn't want to match up with him first round.
Yeah.
He got his ass kicked, fam.
But you can do the reverse too. You can like hide it.
Oh yeah. Low-key, I like that story better. Because it's like, you think I'm trash, but Let me kick your ass real quick.
But yeah, you just pretend you're weak, and then like when you're ready, boom, bro, you surprise them.
I know.
And I remember in the movie Usual Suspects. Oh, that's a spoiler. I remember some people, they even when they're walking around, criminals and shit, they'll look weak. They'll put a limp in their leg so that people underestimate them.
But it's like a fake limp.
Yeah, it's a fake limp.
I remember this. You seen the homeless person who walked around with like a crutch in her back, and like her back was really hurting.
Nah.
But then a news reporter came up to her because she's seen her walk to her car after standing up normally walking.
Where?
And then the news reporter was so petty. She's like, "Oh, how's your back?" And she's like, "Oh, it's good." It's like, "We saw you though." And then she ran away.
Oh, she was like somebody begging for money.
Yeah, she was begging for money.
Bro, I hear stories all the time how there's people that just like wait there, get money, and then drive away in their Lambo.
Yeah, I know.
Not Lambo, but like BMW.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, if you have a BMW, why would you just be out the streets for that long and do that work?
What if that's... I feel like there has to be somebody in the world that they really became a pro at it.
A pro? Shit. And that's your deal. But that's such hard work. You're standing for 7-8 hours.
Okay, but what if, right? Because you know how there's quote-unquote pro criminals.
Yeah.
What if there's pro beggars or pro people that play with your emotions to get money from you, right?
You know, if you're ever in those like booths in like the Philippines or some shit, they make you think that you're your friend.
Yeah. Oh,
trust me, this Louis Vuitton is really good, really good. And you'll just buy it, fam. I feel like they're really pros at talking though.
Yeah.
You have to. And their negotiation skills, oh my God.
They're fire. They're
I don't
fire.
Know if you watch the bald guy, and he always goes into like these Asian markets.
Oh, in the fake whatever the market fake, yeah.
And he always negotiates, but he can never outbid. Like, he'll out negotiate some, but others,
yeah,
they're strict, fam. They do that for a living.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, you got to be good at negotiation,
and that's one thing I want to really get good at, negotiating.
You're not good at it yet?
I'm not. I'll be like, all right, I'll just take it, fam.
Any Kijiji meet, I wreck that, man. Holy shit, that? I wreck it.
I like it.
Bro, I remember I bought this. Shout out to the guy that sold me this airsoft gun before.
Yeah.
He was selling it for like 120. Mm-hmm. I pull up, right?
And you look mad disappointed, huh? Yeah.
I told you, if you want to get a good deal on something, when you see the product, be very disappointed and be very straightforward.
Yeah.
But you have to sell it. You have to really sell it. I look mad disappointed. Oh, what the fuck is it? I have to pretend like that, right? And then I look at it. I'm like, okay, bro, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 40 for it.
That's
like,
low ball.
Yeah, I lowball the shit out of it. I'm just like, okay, I can do 50.
Wow, okay, you already won. Deal. You already won.
Gone.
That's crazy.
Gone, man.
No, because I can lowball. No, even lowballing online, because I'm such a nice person that I don't want to lowball. That's the thing. I have to get meaner. That's why.
No,
it's
but
like,
that's how you get a good price.
Yeah.
You're only going to get a good price like that.
I know. And that's why in person, I don't think I could. I don't think I've ever lowballed in person. I'm like, all right, give me a price and I'll pay for it, bro.
You know, I had this really sick tactic I was going to do.
What?
Whenever I wanted to like buy something off Kijiji, I would post another post of something similar to it at a lower price.
That's smart.
And then show them that post.
There's this kind of politics going around in like, you know, the vintage game.
Yeah.
And a person, you know, those Nike mid checks.
Yeah.
They go for crazy amounts, right?
I know.
But there's vendors that'll put a fake auction and buy it and then keep increasing the price. So they're manipulating the market. That's just, I don't want to get into any beef of the vintage because I'm close with some people.
Yeah.
But like, I heard some people do that.
Even you can do that on Grill too. You can find a way to just, yo, actually, round two.
Oh, shit.
You know, round two, you know that polo, it's like a polo astronaut jacket.
Oh, the Moncler?
No. It's polo. It's a vintage polo jacket. It's like, it looks like an astronaut jacket.
Yeah.
They bought every single one available.
No.
So they had every single one, whether it was in Miami, whether it was in New York, whether it was
collection.
In LA, right?
Yeah.
They bought every single one available. Now, since they have everything available, they can set the price at whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's no other people with it. If I have the market, I can make the market what
you
I want
can
it to
be. Make the market. Market manipulation, fam. Mm-hmm. That's why it's like, fuck. We can, even with any item we put up, like say we put this Hulk statue, and we just keep manipulating people, this could go for like, what, 10K? If we really like devoted
to it. That's why That's why Supreme and Bape, it's all just marketing, man.
I know.
Like, I don't even fall into that anymore because I know the truth now. I know the truth.
I'll still buy Supreme. But one of the biggest, another big scam that I looked at was a taxi scam. You know about this? The broken meter?
Nah, I never heard about that.
So there's, in some countries, a taxi, if you get in a taxi and you're driving, at the end, when they drop you off, they'll be like, oh shit, my meter is broken, but brother. And then he'll be like, okay, this cost $150.
Oh.
And even though the ride was like 5 meters and only $5, he was like, no, like my meter's broken. You have to pay me.
Oh, wow. No, if I were him, like you didn't run the meter, that's your problem. That's your fault. I'm out.
It's free.
It's free. Exactly.
But you know, they can chase you down and kill you, fam. You never know.
Bro, that's the, if you're in a different country, you never know what goes on, man.
And there's another funniest video, fam, where a guy purposely was riding around in the village.
Yeah.
And he put his phone out.
Oh, I saw that. The window. I saw that.
There was guys like this.
It was a fake phone too.
Yeah, it was a fake phone. And they tried to grab it. And once they tried to grab it, the guy would pull it back.
Yeah.
And then he would have him on camera.
That's like the bike one.
Yeah.
You know the bike one? They set it up on like a tripwire. Yeah. So the robbers will take the bike away, and the bike would flip because it's attached to like a tree or some shit.
That's instant karma, bro.
Instant karma. Yeah. Instant karma. Do you think karma's real?
Yes.
You think it's 100% real?
I believe in karma. I believe in fate, all that.
But do you... Okay. So if karma's real, why do you think there's some bad people that get away with really evil shit?
They'll get away, but I feel like sooner time comes, they'll like die.
Everybody dies though.
I know, but maybe they'll die earlier. That was their karma.
But there's some people that do really evil shit and live a long life. Like look at the Rockefellers, I guess. Mm-hmm. Look at Martin Shkreli. Oh, well, Martin Shkreli's in jail, I think.
But okay, take like Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
He killed someone. Boom. He had his football career ruined.
Mm.
Or you take another football player, Mike Vick. Yeah. Do you know what Mike Vick did?
What did he do?
He threw a dog fighting cage and 50 dogs were involved and he was like, okay, fight each other.
Oh,
and all the dogs died.
He ran a ring?
Yeah, he ran a ring.
Oh, shit.
And look what happened to Mike Vick. He was a superstar. He got away from a bit, but then he got caught later up.
You know they do that in the Philippines too?
Yeah, like, chickens.
With chickens. With chickens. Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, I guess chickens, nobody really cares about chickens that much because you don't have them in the house like a pet.
I mean, shit, it's still an animal and it's like a thing, but we don't support any of that. You feel me?
Yeah, facts. You know what would be dope though?
What?
I want to see like robot fights. You know those old...
The robot fighting one?
Yeah, no, but you know the ones they used to do a long time ago in the cave? Do they still have those? The robot sumo, whatever.
No, they don't.
Like with the chopper and shit, and then like the fire and the flames. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. That was my favorite show back then. Mm. But I want to see robots, because you know how the mind control shit is coming?
Yeah.
The creators have a robot and they just control it with their mind.
Word.
Because there's a thing that I was saying earlier in the podcast, like
yeah.
We start. NextMind had something with a VR thing where you can strap at the back of your head, right? And you're inserted into a game, right? And how to calibrate it. There's three circles and you think really hard and that circle will light up.
Oh, I heard of this. Yeah, that's real. That's a real thing coming out.
And I was like, once it becomes that, maybe we'll have self-driving cars. Like with the mind though.
Mm-hmm. Cause I think, that's actual thing. Even Elon Musk is working on Neuralink. It's the same shit. You're moving shit with your mind.
I know.
But what's dope, I really want to see this. I really want to see this. Somebody's going to take this idea cause it's amazing. Ready? $1 million idea. Somebody take it. Ready?
Okay.
They should make a VR game or virtual reality game where it would project onto a screen of two fighters, right?
Okay.
So whatever moves I make in real life would show on the screen. But people will watch what's going on the screen and it could be like a fight to the death with swords, katanas, with weapons. And it would actually show like them getting hurt.
Oh, I think that is a thing though.
Is that a thing?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing. Because imagine we're watching Jon Jones versus Conor McGregor with swords.
Oh, like actually like characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
But imagine realistic though, like highest quality definition where it looks like real life, because they can do that now.
Okay. Yeah. That low key, that's so
smart. That would be amazing.
Because right now, like the fight scene, like people want to see action.
Exactly.
And low key, like the fight, there's nothing going on right now.
Exactly.
Because all the fights are boring though. They get submitted or they're like, what do you call this? It's a boring ass fight.
Mm-hmm. So imagine like real life gladiator rings, but in virtual reality where nobody gets hurt, but we can see the damage.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
You can host your own. You can host your own event.
Exactly.
Imagine being like, yo, come to the bar where we're hosting Jon Jones McGregor.
Exactly.
Or Khabib McGregor. Yeah. Part two. Oh, you know how much income that would be?
Yeah.
Okay,
because it will take an aspect of actual athleticism and games too, because you need to be good at seeing the mechanics of it. Because they do that with 2K already. You know what I mean? They do that with 2K where they get the whole kind of movements and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wouldn't be too far-fetched. Like, you can actually do that.
Yeah, because with UFC, like, the main concern is health. Mm-hmm. And if you want to take the health aspect away, just do that.
Yeah. Somebody better take that, because that's, like, a really good idea. I'm telling you, I have bare ideas. If I gave them out, everybody would know them, man.
That notebook? Yo, if I ever get desperate of money, I'm stealing that notebook, fam.
It's all here, though. It's all here, too, though.
You know that, what do you call this? There was a movie where it was like, they found a book and they said, oh no, and Midsommar.
Yeah.
Where the guy got killed by reading the book.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That would be me. I would just read it and I see Carlos, I turn my head behind him.
Boom.
Yo, what are you doing?
Shit goes black.
And
all right, you want to end it there?
Yeah, we'll end it there, brother.
All right. Okay, thank you everyone for watching this episode of the Jumpers Jump podcast. If you guys haven't already, check out the vlogs.
Yes, sir.
Check out the links in the bio. Follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
All right. Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.